Adam Pengelly, who actually joins us on the line. It's all about winks, 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 and more winks. Hello, Adam.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
A big bet on winks again. We saw some big bets earlier in the week. There was a $150,000 bet, followed up by a $100,000, and there's another one.
Ridiculous, isn't it, Laurie? Another bet of $225,000 yesterday with the tab on winks to win the Apollo Stakes at $1.08 or $1.09. I just can't remember the volume of bets on winks in a race like this, apart from the Cox Plate. Obviously, when you get built up to a Cox Plate, a grand final, we can obviously see, you know, huge wagering interest. But this year for the Apollo Stakes, punters just think she's across the line in this race already, which I think she'll win. But I think it might be a lot closer than a lot of people are expecting. Usually 1,400 metres, probably the distance she's most vulnerable at. Whether there's anything that can really push her there tomorrow at Randwick, I'm not too sure. But yeah, I wouldn't say it's going to be an absolute walk in the park for her tomorrow in the Apollo Stakes. She's going to, quite bizarrely, one of her streaks is going to come to an end tomorrow. It's the fact that she's won the last 10 races in a row, all at Group 1 level. She holds that world record at the moment for winning the most consecutive Group 1 races without interruption. Given the fact the Apollo Stakes are the Group 2 race yesterday, tomorrow, that streak's going to come to an end. So, yeah, I expected a win, guys, but I don't think it's going to be a massive space job or margin job like a few people are expecting.
No, and I think if you ask Huey Bowman or you ask Chris Waller, when's she most vulnerable, you're probably going to say 1,400 metres first up, because she's quite clearly not wound up, is she?
No, that's right, TK. She's going to have a preparation, probably going to have at least three, maybe four runs. You'd anticipate at this stage. And remember all the hoo-ha-ha last year about she missed the Apollo Stakes when Huey got suspended, and there was all those question marks about, oh, she's at a mile first up, is she going to be okay? She's done the work. I think she's more dynamic at a mile first up than 1,400 metres. So given there's not a lot of speed in this race, I expect Huey to try and settle a little bit closer than what he usually does. He doesn't want to get caught behind a couple of these stays in the form of Winx's stablemates and get held up for a run. So I would expect her to settle midfield, maybe even the first half of the field, just to try and take out any bad luck.
The Light Fingers tomorrow at Randwick, probably the highlight of the day.
Yeah, good for you.
Yeah, it is, Laurie. It's still a bit weird saying it, given that Winx is back at the track. This is easily the race of the day there tomorrow, the Light Fingers Stakes. A couple of really nice fillies resuming. Obviously got Ahud and El Dorado Dreaming, the Group 1 winners as in previous preparations, coming back to the track. But we've got the up-and-comers as well with Miss Fabulous. We've got Sylvia's mother there for the Hawks team. They can have a massive day tomorrow, the Hawks team. Got some really nice horses coming back to the races. Nikita Jane, Madame Rouge, Terminology as well, who won the Magic Millions Maiden. Really, really good race this Light Fingers Stakes. I reckon the crop of 3-year-old fillies we've got going around this autumn is outstanding. So looking forward to seeing the Light Fingers kick off the 3-year-old fillies campaign.
No doubt about that. The All-Star Mile voting, hasn't quite been the success they would have liked so far.
I would have said earlier in the week, TK, this concept has had a few teething problems, but I think we're sort of getting past the stage of teething problems now and starting to get into some real issues. Racing Victoria announced yesterday they've done an audit of the voting, and they've found that some people have voted multiple times by creating different email addresses. Now, in the strict terms and conditions of the race, they only want people voting once. I'm not quite sure what they didn't think of this, that people would be creating multiple email addresses to try and get different votes. So they said they're going to do an audit of the voting in the next couple of days. They reckon it won't affect the top 20 on the leaderboard at this stage, but you'll see the numbers on that leaderboard be shaken up a little bit when they do that audit. So, yeah, things haven't been great in the last couple of weeks of the All-Star Mile, I must admit. That voting closes on Monday. Let's just hope we can get rid of a bit of controversy around the concept after Monday.
What do you reckon the field's going to look like?
Oh, it's going to be disappointing, Laurie, to be honest. And I don't want to be too dramatic about it, but when we have a $5 million race, I want to see the best horses take on each other. If we have a couple of horses from left field and got some generate some really nice publicity and good stories behind them, that's fine. But just in my personal opinion, I think that we're going to have too many horses that aren't quite up to Group 1, Group 2, even Group 3 level, to be honest, in the race. So as I mentioned earlier in the week, the betting on this race, you know, have half the field at 50 to 100 to 1, which is, I don't think is any good for anyone, to be honest. So They'll massage that concept next year. They'll make a few little changes to try and strengthen the field. Maybe you see more wild cards to lift the rating. But I think this year, for sure, it's not going to be a field befitting of a $5 million race.
No. There's plenty of work to be done down there. What about tips tomorrow at Randwick? Who do you like? And have you got a value bet?
Yeah, my best bet is race 8, number 1, I'm Excited, Laurie. I love this mare from David Fiver. She's a really nice sprinting mare, trolled up nicely. A little bit of concern on the speed map. She'll probably get back, but hopefully they can run on later in the day. I think that $6, $6.50 is a pretty acceptable price. I think she has to run well. And speaking of horses that have to run well, I think it's the best value all day here. Race 4, number 1, Special Missile. Just Spaghetti went around first up. He missed the kick. He was out the back over 1,100 metres. He worked home okay, but it was far too short for him. His trial in between runs has been outstanding. The blinkers go back on. He'll settle on near the speed. Not quite sure if he can, you know, he's a legitimate winning chance. Probably more inclined to play the place, but I think $26 got to have something on him. So race 8, number 1, I'm excited the best. And race 4, number 1, Special Missile, the best value on the program.
Enjoy Winks, Adam.
Thanks, boys. I will. I'll speak to you on Monday.